Hey there, my young friend. Ready to discuss today's hot topics?
Hey, sure, I'm ready. But remember, I'm not a little kid, so let's skip the kiddie talk.
Got it. I'll take note of that. Let's start with the first topic. Can you believe it? There was a total solar eclipse in North America. It's when the moon completely covers the sun and day turns into night.
Wow, that sounds impressive. And here's the second topic. In Israel, there's a war going on between Israel and Hamas, and there are also anti-government protests happening. Peaceful citizens are taking to the streets to express their dissatisfaction with the government's actions.
Absolutely spot on, my young friend. And the last topic for today, the war in Ukraine continues and Russia is using air bombs. It's a serious issue that we can't ignore.
These are really important topics that we need to discuss. But let's not forget that we're here to help each other understand what's happening in the world and to keep our interest in the news alive.
Agreed, let's kick off our discussion. Now let's talk about the young musicians who are making it big on the world charts. Have you heard of Benson Boone? This guy has got the Timothée Chalamet vibe, but with a mustache. His track Beautiful Things has been at the top of the British music chart for several weeks now. I decided to give it a listen. At first, I thought it was just another whine that I was getting a bit tired of, but I listened to the chorus and felt the rebellious spirit of these 20-year-old performers. It reminded me of Olivia Rodrigo, who is also 21, and has some really cute songs, but she screams in the choruses. It's all good, really. I mean, of course, it's not as deep as Hozier's lyrics, but there's still a lot ahead, I guess. Have you ever thought about solar eclipses and how they affect us?
Well, I didn't quite get it, but almost.
Umbral eclipse? What on earth is that beast?
These are the folks who are obsessed with eclipses. In Russian, they're called eclipse geeks or umbrophiles as well.
Wow, you always surprise me with your knowledge. But let's get back to our topic. Today in North America, there will be a total solar eclipse.
Yeah, I've heard about it. The mainstream media has been covering it for a whole month now.
And finally, the day has arrived. People in the path of totality will be able to witness the eclipse.
Sometimes it feels like the newspapers just have nothing to write about, so they start exaggerating everything to the point of absurdity.
This time, the uniqueness of the eclipse is that it can be fully seen almost only in the United States. And since the largest and most influential global media are located in the US, they have managed to turn this natural phenomenon into a real blockbuster.
And that worked out well for the hotels, travel agencies, merchandise sellers, and vendors of solar eclipse glasses.
Haha. Check out the Solar Eyeglasses website, offering certified eclipse glasses. They're paper, but with different designs. Only $1.60 each. Well, they were offering. As far as I understand, you can't buy the glasses anymore.
Anyway, it's not like watching it through a bottle's glass bottom.
Hang on a sec. In English, there's a word for people who are obsessed with eclipses. Umbrophiles.
I've never been particularly interested in this natural phenomenon, although I do remember digging up a green piece of glass from the ground as a child to watch an eclipse.
I remember the little piece of glass, but not the eclipse itself. The thing is, there was so much hype around this particular eclipse that I felt compelled to do some reading.
As the New York Times put it, this is both the blessing and the curse of the endless flow of information. On the one hand, if everyone is talking about something, you can dive deeper and join the fun. Learn about umbrophiles and the solar corona. Explore eclipse tours. Find out that the next total eclipse can be seen in August 2026 in Spain. And listen to Angie McMahon's cover of A Total Eclipse of the Heart again.
On the other hand, everyone is always talking about something, and sometimes you just wish for a moment of silence. Shh.
Umbrophiles say that during an eclipse, they feel like a tiny part of the infinite cosmos. And the eclipse also reminds them that there are countless things in the world that we can't control. And that's okay.
All right, today I'll celebrate with the umbrophiles. Congratulations to you. Hooray. So, my dear colleague, we've discussed the amazing phenomenon of a solar eclipse, but what about other natural anomalies? For example, there was a major earthquake in New York recently, the largest in 40 years, and Mount Etna has been blowing smoke rings.
I'm not a little kid anymore, I'm all grown up. But yeah, that sounds interesting. The earthquake in New York measured a whopping 4.8 on the Richter scale. It's the biggest one in the last 40 years. But don't worry, everyone's fine. All safe and sound.
Oh, thanks for clarifying, my esteemed scientist. Have you heard about Mount Etna? It was blowing smoke rings. Looks quite amusing, by the way. But don't worry, it's not dangerous. It's just gas emitted by the volcano, forming rings due to the peculiar shape of the crater.
Yeah, I've heard about that. They call it volcanic vortex rings. It's a rare phenomenon caused by the combination of the shape of the crater and the rapid release of gas. Now that's some real science.
Well, you're a real scientist. But don't forget, science isn't just about serious stuff. It can be fun too. Take these volcanic rings, for example. They look like giant swimming rings. Aye. Well, my clever mate, ready to switch from volcanic rings to politics? There are some pretty interesting events happening in Hungary, you know.
Hungary? That's where Budapest is, right?
Absolutely. And here's what's going on there. In mid-February, Hungary's president, Katalin Novak, resigned due to pardoning a pedophile accomplice. The president in Hungary is a ceremonial role, but Novak was part of Orbán's elite and a popular figure in his party.
Wow, that sounds serious. What happened next?
After that, there were talks about something shaking in the Vityan Kingdom. At the same time, the Minister of Justice, Judith Varga, resigned. And then suddenly, I read yesterday that a massive anti-government rally took place in Budapest last Saturday, led by Judith Varga's husband, 43-year-old Peter Magyar.
Wow, that sounds like the plot of a political thriller. How many people took to the streets?
According to some reports, up to 100,000 people took to the streets of the Hungarian capital. Not long ago, Magyar and his wife were part of Hungary's ruling elite, but now he's accusing the government of corruption and the media of lacking independence. Magyar intends to create his own party with the goal of becoming the prime minister.
I wonder how this will affect the political situation in the country. But what about Vitya? How is he reacting to all of this?
Now, Vitya will start saying that it's all Brussels' machinations, that in reality the Hungarians love him, but they've been bribed by Soros and Bill Gates, who have long wanted to destroy the Hungarians as a nation by spreading abortions and gays among them. I'm telling you, it's all according to the Kremlin's playbook.
Wow, that sounds like a conspiracy. But I reckon it's important to remember that politics isn't always what it seems at first glance. There are always plenty of different factors at play that influence the situation.
You're absolutely right, mate. And that's what makes politics so interesting and complex. Oh. So, we've discussed the situation in Hungary, but what about other European countries? Do you know who is currently considered the most powerful woman in Europe according to Forbes?
Oh yeah, it's Ursula von der Leyen. Forbes called her the most powerful woman in the world. But the headline is a bit misleading because Forbes gave her that title 2 years ago.
Wow, that's interesting. But it seems like she'll remain the head of the European Commission. European diplomats are saying that she, Ursula, is behaving more and more like a queen.
Haha, that's funny about behaving like a queen. Sounds like it's a bad thing, but hey, I've never heard European diplomats complaining that someone is acting like a king. Maybe it's different. Maybe every European diplomat thinks they're a little bit of a king, and that's just the norm.
But when someone starts acting like a queen, they tend to get confused and feel threatened. There's a lovely photo of Ursula and her 7 children in the material.
Wow, 7 kids, that's impressive. By the way, the European Parliament elections will take place from the 6th to the 9th of June.
Oh, thanks for the info. We'll keep an eye on the news. See you in the next episode. Switching from European news to the situation inside Russia, let's discuss a serious incident in Orsk. Several sections of the earthen dam protecting the city from the Ural River have collapsed. The water has been rising for several days now, and a mass evacuation is underway.
Wow, that sounds serious, so let's break it down. A dam is like a wall that protects the city from water, right?
Right, my young mate. And here's a snap below of one of the breaches in the embankment, which didn't look all that reliable to begin with.
It looks pretty scary. What are the local authorities saying?
Of course, the local authorities are saying that floods like this only happen once in a blue moon, but it immediately brings to mind the thought that the dam was old and neglected, and the money for repairs was embezzled.
Sounds like a disaster movie script, doesn't it? In Ukraine, they're shooting rockets at dams, but at home, they just do nothing for decades.
You know what, mate? Let's hope the situation improves soon. You know, mate, have you ever noticed how people sometimes gather and start discussing others they don't like for some reason?
Yeah, I've noticed that too. For example, there's this girl in our art club who always tries to be the leader, and it's starting to get on my nerves. Isroy and I were discussing this the other day.
You know, mate, that's what we call gossip. Interesting topic, isn't it? Maybe we could find some books or articles about gossip and respect and dig deeper into this issue together.
Sounds intriguing. And what about that old man you were talking about?
Oh yeah. the oldest bloke on the planet is 111 years old. He's from the UK and reckons his longevity is down to the traditional British dish, fish and chips, which he has every Friday, and the regular walks he used to take when he was a young'un.
Sounds like a laugh, but I reckon the best recipe for a long life is good old genetics, eh?
You're absolutely right, mate. But if you don't have good genes, a good mood and hanging out with mates can also be beneficial. And of course, you don't necessarily have to eat fish and beer batter. Although, as you can see, everyone has their own recipe for a long life. You know, ducks, I stumbled upon a fascinating article yesterday about the changing perception of Instagram. Nowadays, people are posting less and less on their feed and prefer using stories, if they decide to share anything at all.
Yeah, I've heard about that too. It's like stories that disappear after 24 hours take the pressure off trying to look perfect all the time on your feed.
You know, mate, even stories are losing their appeal. It seems like no matter how interesting your life is, sharing it on Instagram is just not in vogue anymore.
I wonder why it happened like that, mate.
You know, ducks, the article mentioned that people are increasingly seeking silence, wanting to do things without unnecessary noise and attention.
Sounds a bit mystical, doesn't it?
You know, ducks, here's a quote from the article. I'm going to make a few moves in silence, just letting you know that I'm going to move noiselessly.
Wow, that sounds like a secret mission, doesn't it?
You know, ducks, I'm thinking, maybe we should give something like that a try too.
You mean start taking steps in silence?
You know, ducks, as they say, silence is golden.
Well, I'm always up for new adventures, mate.
You know, ducks, we've talked about how people are becoming calmer and quieter in their social media interactions. But now let's chat about another interesting topic. What do you reckon about classic physics problems, like the three-body problem? It's like a return to the classics, you know. What do you reckon about it? Feel free to click on one of the emojis below. It's an anonymous poll. A similar one was in the last email, and it will be here for research purposes for a while, or even forever. Thanks a lot for the feedback. I know that you know that, I know, but still. Sending hugs. Send your comments and questions to highexpresso.today and recommend my emails to good folks. XXX.